That melodic whistling must mean it's time for another episode of Philosophy by Marcus Tenacious Noggin. I do have a thicker skull than most people. Maybe that's why my mama named me Marcus Tenacious Noggin, Mr. M.T. Noggin, at your service. The stupid tax. We really are a pathetic bunch of goons. I don't like paying taxes any more than the next empty noggin, but when someone tells us we have got to have insurance, we kind of get crazy. It's called the individual mandate, and Congress voted to make me and you have insurance. It don't mean we have to change the insurance we got if we got it, and if you're on Medicare or Medicaid, that won't change none neither. This individual mandate means about 10 million people who ain't got insurance are going to have to buy it. If they can't afford it, they may get a subsidy, which means you and me pay for it. I mean, we pay for it anyhow, so I don't know why everyone is so up in arms. What's really getting me excited, if this here Supreme Court says it's unconstitutional, I'm hoping we can get federal taxes struck down. If the government can't tell me to buy insurance, how can it make me pay federal tax or Social Security or FICA or federal gas tax at the pump or the federal communications tax on my phone? I'm just glad there ain't a federal air-breathing tax, but don't give them shysters in Washington any ideas. Wouldn't it be great if there weren't no federal dime to pay? I guess then we might not have things like Medicare, Medicaid, or good roads or fresh air to breathe. I think when those nine people in the funny robes get to thinking about it, they'll realize just how many times they dip into our pockets. And if they tell the government they can't dip into my pocket, I might get some harebrained idea to get rid of all those special opportunities to make a country a better place by paying our fair share. Except those who don't have to pay it. Well, I got off the track a bit, and I don't know just where that train was headed. Here's why we are a bunch of goons. We just got through with another round of the stupid tax, where millions of Americans who hate to pay taxes plunk down their dollar for the stupid tax. What are you talking about, MT, you may be saying? I call it the stupid tax since people who can afford it the least pay it without a second thought all around the country, eager for their chance at the long shot. You might call it the lottery. This last round of insanity generated about $500 million in prize money, which means the lottery people made about $1 billion, too. Remember, in the lottery, half the money goes to schools and states and other things that most of us are too cheap to fund with a tax. But the stupid tax is one of the ways we tax ourselves, and don't complain too much. We're sad when we don't win, and we're happy for those who do win, and we don't think much about how stupid it is to expect to win. Those who were smart enough to do the calculation said that this last round of stupid tax was a good example. Now remember, if you don't buy a ticket, your chances of winning are zero. You won't be wasting your dollar, but you also get no chance of winning. So what was the chances of winning the last stupid tax drawing? Well, if you bought a ticket, you had a 1 in 177 million chance of winning, which again is better than not having any chance at all, but there's about 300 million plus people in the U.S. of A, so that means out of all the people in the country, two have the chance to win. I heard three people won the last round of here's my dollar because I'm too stupid to believe in statistics insanity. And remember, the chance of getting struck by lightning in your lifetime is about 1 in 3,000. But you and I both know when you tell a person everyone in the country except two people are about to die, you can bet that the person will say that those two people who are going to live will be you and that other person. It's just the way we think. Bad things happen to everyone else, but they ain't going to happen to me. It's the only way to explain smoking. Or chewing tobacco. Now, if and we could just talk the government into letting all of us pay our federal dues in a lottery where two or three of us could get a bunch of money back, well, then there won't be any complaining. There'll just be big long lines of us begging for someone to take our money so we can pay our stupid tax and hope to win. It may be the way to finance the future of this great nation, or my name ain't Empty Noggin. So, Next time you complain about paying taxes, remember the alternative. There is one way to escape the madness, but being 6 feet underground ain't much fun. So this is Empty Noggin here reminding you that we all got another day today to love and live and laugh, unless we didn't. And if that's the case, you ain't listening to this ranting and raving. That's right. We all get one more day until we don't. Just remember, you heard it here first. From Empty Noggin himself. Mersey dotes and dozy dotes and little lambsy divey. A kiddly divey too, wouldn't you?